This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With all that's going on in the world, I couldn't think of a better person to interview than David Icke. He joins us in 6 minutes for the next 2 hours. Very honored to have him. We have certainly been vindicated. The New World Order is now out in the open. Here's a key report on the U.S. government launching the first phases of the central bank digital currencies.
In a recent Time magazine article, Ray Dalio of Bridgewater Associates Hedge Funds warned that the world is on the brink of disaster. He came to this conclusion based on current events that haven't happened since the 1930s. The largest amounts of debt and inflation, the biggest gaps in wealth and values, resulting in the rise of populism on both the left and the right against the elites, and the greatest international conflict between world powers, most importantly, between the U.S. and China. Peter Ange writes that the easy way out of this mess would be for the elite to proactively shrink in scope, get government out of the economy, out of social engineering, and out of propagandizing kids. But of course, this won't happen. Common sense and simple observation will tell you that the so-called elites will continue on their path towards economic destruction and world war, which is likely what the international bankers had planned all along. Let us not forget that the fast-growing BRICS monetary system was born in 2001 out of Goldman Sachs. In 1971, President Nixon officially ended the gold standard and replaced it with the petrodollar, in which OPEC agreed to price their oil in U.S. dollars in exchange for U.S. military protection. This blood money deal preserved U.S. control over the world economy. But when the U.S. weaponized the SWIFT payment system against Russia, BRICS became the only viable solution for the rest of the world. Reuters in New Delhi reported that last May, the State Bank of India rejected Indian Oil Corp's planned payment in U.S. dollars for Russian oil. And so they went to a private bank and settled their trade for Russian oil by paying in yuan to the Bank of China, and have continued to do so since. A shortage of U.S. dollars in Argentina has caused commercial banks to allow the Chinese yuan as a form of currency in savings and checking accounts. Argentina has already been issuing securities in the Chinese yuan and has made a $2.7 billion payment to the International Monetary Fund using the Chinese BRICS currency. The Federal Reserve Bank's FedNow is scheduled for launch by the end of July. FedNow is officially an update to the Federal Reserve's payment processing and settlement system and appears to be a backdoor to creating a central bank digital currency. Private blockchain operator Tassat has partnered with the Federal Reserve's new payment system and will serve as an interface for FedNow. FedNow will also connect with Metal Blockchain, whose CEO and founder claims will allow banks to prepare for an eventual central bank digital currency, along with bank-issued stablecoins. The idea of a central bank digital currency is already hugely unpopular with the majority of Americans. But according to Dale Hauser, it is being set up to destroy alternative blockchain solutions, such as Ripple and Stellar. And if the powers that be are successful in destroying the U.S. economy, then the only other option to accepting a CBDC would be some sort of revolution, which would be nearly impossible, seeing as how divided the populist movement is within the left-right paradigm. Last week in China, the World Economic Forum proclaimed that the entire world needs to switch to a central bank digital currency, with expiry dates and restrictions on undesirable purchases. They proposed using artificial intelligence to censor hate speech and disinformation on the internet, and using artificial intelligence to control a global social credit system that will involve wearable devices with sensors to monitor everyone's actions. If we the people fail to unite against the powers that be, then their solution will most certainly be world war, depopulation, and total control. And this is all happening right now. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Icke is live with us in 60 seconds. Could not have a more important guest at a more important time. DavidIcke.com. Stay with us.
Normally, Christmas is our biggest sell of the year. But because of supply chain breakdowns and other issues, this is our biggest sale because finally, almost all of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, including sold out for more than a year, X2, the only true nascent iodine out there, is finally back. What it does for your immune system, your body, all your cells is miraculous. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, free shipping, biggest sale, hands down, of 2023. I'm sure Christmas will have a big sale, but we'll be sold out of most of this. So Christmas has come early. Black Friday's come early. And it funds the InfoWar. Get X2. Get VasoBeats back in stock. Get all the other great products at InfoWarStore.com right now. But again, our fan favorite, my favorite, is X2. Sold out for over a year. Could be our last run and we're shut down. Get it while you can. X2. Discount at InfoWarStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if anybody in the world has been completely vindicated in his work the last 35 years, it's David Icke. And, of course, myself and a few others are close seconds. And I wish we hadn't been vindicated. I wish that our understanding of the world had been wrong. But now it's all out in the open. Planetary world government that wants to depopulate us, cashless societies, takeovers of our bodies with nanotech and electromagnetic radiation, open Satanism. I was just in Omaha to see my wife's father was in the hospital. They had a gay pride parade come by the hotel. They were wearing Satan shirts. I got photos of it, showed you, saying, we're going to get your children. I mean, this is just so crazy. The Ukrainian dictator says that the Russians are going to blow up a nuclear power plant this week. It just goes on and on and on. We have the new king coronated with his calls for world government and depopulation. Then we've got this viral videos of the woman on a Dallas plane out of Dallas yesterday, who reportedly saw a man in a green hoodie turn into some type of reptile. And I wouldn't normally go with this. She doesn't look schizophrenic, doesn't sound nuts, sounds generally freaked out. But some of the other people on board said they saw things. The reason I'm going to raise this is David Icke talked about this 30-plus years ago, and I never made fun of him about it because a lot of what he said was credible. I couldn't prove it, but I talked about this a few months ago. So he can cover this now or later in the next 2 hours. He can cover any of the issues I'm throwing or anything he wants to get to first. But I have met with a lot of really prominent people, household names recently, really in the last year, and they all keep telling me about the same experiences. And I didn't talk about it until five prominent people had basically told me the same stories in the last year. And so I started telling you about this. And I only had one event happen like this to me when I was a teenager. I was not on drugs. And I've been taken to jail for fighting. And some of the police officers took me in the back room. And just for 2 seconds, one of their faces, he said, "Oh, you think you're tough, kid?" And literally his face changed right in front of me. And on my children, it happened. I saw it. So something's going on. What is this? And why is it getting more prevalent? Because if I told you the names, these are very serious people. Most of them weren't even religious. And when they saw this, they got religion very, very quickly. And then why is it happening to prominent people? What's going on? So it seems like the veil between other dimensions and things is fading or something's happening. So many things to talk about. But remember, when we go into this esoteric or occult or unknown area, that just means stuff that's not been discovered yet. They're always finding new species every day. They're always discovering new energy sources, new elements. We've only discovered a few square feet of the territory around us compared to an entire universe. So, David, that's my intro here. You can start with these phenomenon, or you can end with the phenomenon. You can go wherever you'd like, but thank you. Because we were trying to set you up for weeks. Perfect timing you came on today with the hysteria off of what this woman and others saw on this plane.
Yeah, well, I'd like to start deep in the rabbit hole, Alex, if you don't mind. I've just finished a book that's coming out on September the 1st called The Dream, which goes deeper in the rabbit hole than I've ever been. And there's information in that book that simply has never been written or revealed before. And it puts into context what is actually happening. You know, I've been saying all these decades that we cannot understand what is happening in the world of the seen unless we understand what's happening in the world of the unseen. So very quickly, you know, for people who haven't come across this, and you should ask, why haven't they come across this? Why isn't this taught in the schools as a matter of course? But what we see is only a tiny band of frequency, so small it's ridiculous. Everything beyond that frequency band, the limits of what the five senses can decode and the eye senses can decode into a visual reality, is infinity. And if you think of radio stations in the old analog system and television stations, they shared the same space. They share the same space. But they don't interfere with each other, impact upon each other, unless they're really close on the dial. So if you want to look for outside of this reality dimension, whatever you want to call it, for that level that can interfere with this, then you've got to look at bands of dimensional frequency that are very close to this one, but just outside of our five-sense reality and our ability to perceive it in the natural course of events. And I'll call this dimension that's close to this one, the astral or the fourth dimension. Call this 3D, the third dimension. And in the lower levels of this astral dimension, in other words, the lower frequency levels, which are really close to this one, that's the realm of the demonic. That's where demons and their name and description in all different religions and cultures, that's where they exist. These are the entities that the Satanists are interacting with in their rituals. Why do these Satanists, who may be sick, but a lot of them are not stupid, why are they doing these rituals? Because they're interacting with these entities. And when you do rituals as they do in the same places over and over and over again, what it does is it thins out the frequency difference between the astral, lower astral, where these demons are, and this reality. And so that interaction is made possible. Now, what's happening now is that lower astral dimension is starting to fuse into ours, and these demonic entities are much more able to move into our reality and stay for longer. And one of the conduits, hello, that is allowing this to happen, that is the connection frequency that allows this to happen more now than ever before, is what we call 5G, with 6G and 7G to come. This 5G, there's so many elements to it, and one of them is that it is acting as a frequency conduit for these demonic entities to come into this realm. So people will start to see them. And what they do is they, quote, possess bodies, and there's also hybrids, which are part demonic and part human. And as this goes on, people are seeing more and more of this demonic level, and thus they're saying, oh my God, he turned into a reptile, he turned into this, he turned into the other. And we're going to see more and more and more of this. And it's to understand in the end that you can talk about Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, and we should, and your Gateses and your Fauci's and all these people, and your Soros's, quite right. they are gophers. They are vehicles for this demonic realm. That's why they have no empathy. That's why they have no what we would call soul. That's why they do what they
do. You're saying they're biological robots.
Well, this is an area of my book, The Dream, and indeed The Trap, the one that's out at the moment, which I emphasize to quite a large extent. This is how I see it, Alex, okay, after 35 years of researching this. The body is a biological computer. I've been saying that for decades. And it's a program. It's a software program. So if you do not introduce consciousness beyond the program, then that AI software program, which is what the biological is, and I should make this emphasis. People look at biological and they think that's natural. To this demonic realm, the biological is a form of the technological. It's just that
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet, I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Characters who just go through life nodding, yes, sir, no, sir, whatever you say, COVID, yeah, yeah, I'll believe everything you say. And maverick people that are saying, hold on a minute, I'm seeing this in a much bigger arena here, a much bigger panorama, and this doesn't make sense to me. And by the way, I'm not going to cooperate with the people that want to control me because I can see they want to control me. That's consciousness. And this is the difference between conscious people who are overriding the program and non-conscious people who are being run by the program.
Okay. And I want you to go wherever you want because, look, I obviously know Elon Musk is doing the brain interface and the 5G and all of it. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. I'm still banned on Twitter. But at the same time, I see him saying, go outside, I see him coming out against censorship, all these things. And I also see all these prominent people from Ice Cube to Ice-T to Russell Brand to you name it, sounding just like David Icke and Alex Jones. Is that them riding the awakening that they witness happening, or are they part of the awakening? And maybe the best test case, I respect your view, is then who do you think Elon Musk really is?
Well, Alex, they're not. They're not David Icke and Alex Jones. They're an incredibly mild version of it. And one of my great concerns is that the alternative media is being pushed closer to the mainstream in significant areas. Because, you know, after COVID or with COVID, a lot of doctors came in, a lot of other people came in who were mainstream people. And that was great to talk about the fake jab and all that was great. But what they've also done, a lot of them, is bring the rest of their mainstream belief system with. And look how we started off this chat. The cutting edge of this is way, way over the horizon from that, what I call the mainstream of the alternative. And, you know, Russell Brand, he had me on his shows years and years and years ago to take the piss. You know, he had me on and he put pictures on up. With the audience on the TV saying, well, is he a reptile? Is he a reptile? Is he a reptile? He wasn't interested in getting across what was actually happening. And then after COVID, another bandwagon arrived and he jumped on it. And he then becomes, Mr. Exposing what's going on. What he's talking about, what these others are talking about, and I'm glad they are, was being exposed decades ago by some of us, you know, and it's very, very important that the alternative media is not barricaded in by here and no further people who won't go into these deep areas where the real truth and cause of all this lies. What we're seeing in this world of the scene is the symptom, not the cause. We must keep pushing the cutting edge. And so in terms of Elon Musk, here's my questions, Alex. First of all, he says that AI could be the end of humanity as we know it. Absolutely true. And then he starts a company called Neuralink to connect the human brain to computers and AI. He is putting up these low-orbit satellites through SpaceX, which are fundamental, with others, to creating this cloud, which I'm talking about. And the cloud is not just the bridge conduit between the astral dimension and this one. It's also the cloud to which we are meant to be connected, not least through the content of the jab, to become a hive mind where everyone thinks the same because it's coming from a central point. I mean, the last thing we should be doing is connecting technology or artificial intelligence to the human brain. What are you doing, Mr. Musk? And then he's pushing this. He's got this Tesla, which is the climate change agenda. It's the whole basis of why Tesla exists. With the electric cars doing far more damage to the environment than ever petrol and diesel car does. And then I ask this. You know, people say to me, yeah, but he bought Twitter and he's a free speech absolutist. Well, he's not, but that is what he claims. Okay, and he put out the Twitter files. Yeah, okay. And what did the Twitter files say? Well, they said the deep state completely controlled Twitter. Yes, right. The deep state completely controlled Twitter and what was said on it and what wasn't, and Facebook and Google owned YouTube. So, question, why would the deep state and your BlackRocks and your Vanguards and your State Streets, complete cult operations, why would they not only sell to Musk Twitter, but also threaten to take him to court to force him to buy it? And then there's this question I have. Who owns Twitter? Well, Elon Musk owns Twitter. Oh, well, let's hold on a second. Twitter's been absorbed into something called X Corporation. And so Twitter basically doesn't exist except as a name. It's a corporate entity. It's X Corporation. But or X Corp. But that has a parent company called X Holdings Corporation. Now, I don't know whether you came across this, but recently there was a court case in which a fired employee of Twitter took Twitter to court trying to get their just desserts. And part of that was their lawyers asked Twitter to name the shareholders of X Holdings Corporation, which actually owns Twitter. And the judge said, yes, we want to see it. Produce the document. So they did. And all 95 entities in X Holdings Corporation were scored off. Couldn't see them. So then Twitter did a deal with the judge that they would reveal to the person's lawyer who the 95 were on agreement that he would tell no one else, including his clients. So who are the 95? We should know in a transparent situation that we are apparently dealing
with. By the way, David, I'm familiar with this. What you're saying is totally true, and I totally agree with you. If they know there's a huge awakening coming that they weren't able to stop, they want to lead it. And so whereas we continue to be suppressed, now there's all these new people that basically become watered-down versions of us, and I think people should be aware of that. But I do see it as a major victory that their brute force censorship didn't work, so they're having to now try to lead the opposition. I do see this as a defeat for them.
Yeah, well, you see, they saw the potential big time of the alternative media at the time the COVID card was played. And, of course, they reacted to that with mass censorship, ludicrous censorship, and it's still going on and it's still expanding. But they know they can't shut down everything. And it was Lenin who said words to the effect of how do you control the opposition? You run it yourself. They were words to the effect that he said. And so we've got to be very, very careful about this and not let people come in and not just take it over, but then limit the range to which it will go. Because that's absolutely vital. Because if you don't understand the unseen, you know where you're going to understand the seen.
David, I totally agree with you. And it's not to say we're the original gangsters or something. We're not territorializing this. We want an awakening, and it is happening. But they're launching all of this to try to lead the folks that are awakening right now. We'll talk about what comes next and where you see this fight going. David Icke's our guest. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. with continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products. You can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
The current book out is The Trap. The new book coming out is The Dream. DavidIke.com. We're going to be going back to David here in just a moment. Please remember, we are listener supported, just like David. We have my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed and unsigned at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the July 4th super sale running through next Monday. 10% off on high-quality gravity-fed water filtration, air filtration. That's a huge discount. It's already cut down to a very low price. We have Nitric Boost that Dr. Judy Mikovits has talked about. She thinks it's a great product full of key compounds that clean out your blood, and do so much for your entire body, including libido, nitric boost, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the great full spectrum CBD oil, no THC, doesn't get you high, but does great things for your neurological systems, your joints, your bones, and everything. We have our ultimate bone broth, concentrated bone broth, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, really high quality turmeric. It's 40% off, 60, 50, 40% off, 50% off Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra, our two great nootropics when you get them together. So many great products, high quality, high end, highest grade fish oil and krill oil. Those are also doing amazing things. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And that's what keeps this broadcast on the air and allows us to really tell the truth and break the paradigm. But they're coming in with the central bank currencies. They're coming in with the ESGs to silence us. They're openly announcing it because they're scared and they are desperate. So please keep us on air. Please visit InfoWars, InfoWarsStore.com today or 888-253-3139. We have the ashwagandha. It's so good as well. Just check it all out, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, David, I've known who you are for 30-plus years, probably 32 years, 33 years. I've been interviewing you for at least 26, 27 years. I've been under 29. And I remember you coming on my show. And I've tried to find the interview, but they took it all off YouTube. But it had to be 20 years ago. And saying, doing my research and really focusing into, you know, the higher dimensions, I believe there'll be a great awakening by 2016. There'll be a big pushback into the middle of the 2025. And I think this will all be decided by 2030. And I'm listening to this saying, okay, we'll see if that happens. It all happened basically as you said, and now no one can deny the Great Awakening is here. But at the same time, the evil, the dark forces are intensifying and are really on the march. So, how would you describe this if it was a soccer game? Which you know you were a top goalie yourself before you became a broadcaster with the BBC. If this was a British style, you know, football game, how would you describe where we are and what's happening? Are the bad guys winning? Are the good guys winning? Or are we at a stalemate?
Well, the game isn't over yet. That's the point. And where we are now, as you will know, I mean, when I started out in 1990 on this road that I'm still on, no one wanted to know. You talked about this stuff, reptiles, you're mad, and all this stuff. And, oh, no, people running the world, that's impossible. A few people can't run the world, they couldn't do it. All that was completely dismissed. But look at it now. Look at it now. I mean, it's a phenomenal number of people now, not least since COVID, that have started to see that the world's not like they thought it was. They're starting to see how the dots connect and how the same thing is happening everywhere. How does that happen without coordination? So, you know, the people that are kind of relatively new to this, they will look at the situation and go, we're in real trouble because no one's waking up. Not enough people are waking up. But if you have the perspective of 1990, then the number of people that are now starting to see it is absolutely fantastic. What we've got to do is turn the seeing it into not cooperating with it. And, you know, I said a long time ago that it's got to get really bad before enough people will, you know, concentrate their minds that actually action is necessary and necessary urgently. And so every time they're pushing on, and the more it impacts on people's lives, the more people are becoming aware that actually the conspiracy theorists were not theorists at all. And that is happening. But at the same time, you've got this rolling out of this digital concentration camp. And that has always been the goal, always been the game. And you know, there's three groups of people. Two of them, they've basically got. The second group may be there's potential to move across, but they've basically got them. The first group is people who just, I call them non-player characters, who just accept what they're told without question. If it's someone in authority says it, then it must be true. Then you've got the second group that can actually see that something's not right, and they really don't want to do what the authorities are telling them, but they fear the consequences of not doing so. They are basically under the control of the cult, absolutely. The third group, which is getting bigger, this is the point, are those that can see it more and more and are refusing to cooperate with it. And they're the ones, therefore, that this cult has to target more than anyone. First of all, they have to do everything they can to stop that group communicating what it's seen and communicating what it's researched. But even then, as I said earlier, they're not going to stop all of it. So what they have to do then, this is what this is all about, is say, okay, you want to challenge us, you want to not cooperate, that's fine, but we are going to have a global digital currency, which is, it was in a book I wrote called Robots Rebellion in 1992, it came out in 93, about this end of cash and the one world currency, that we are going to not only have a digital global currency, but we're going to make it programmable. And that means that we can dictate what you can use it for and what you can't. And if you want to challenge us, well, how are you going to eat? How are you going to pay the rent? How are you going to survive? Because you're not going to be able to. And what we've seen, Alex, in the last few days in Britain is a precursor of that, as Nigel Farage has come out, because he's well known, it's got publicity, but loads and loads of other people before him have gone through the same thing.
I've been debanked. I would imagine you've been messed with, right?
Well, I was banned from PayPal. I didn't even bloody use it. But the thing is that the banks are now starting to say, if you have the wrong opinion, you can't have a bank account. Now, okay, the idea, of course, is to get rid of cash so you can't operate outside the banking system, to get this digital currency in, which is programmable, so they have complete control over your finances and your ability to function. And all that is targeting this third group, the awakening group, the increasingly maverick group. And that's why they're doing it. And
well, I totally agree, and they admit that they want to use it for control over. So let me ask you this. If this group had their druthers, do we just get used for body parts for a cyborg system like Yuval Noah Harari talks about, or is it a childhood's end type scenario? If this outside alien group had its way, the satanic group had its way, what would the...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Little feet are going like that under the water because you know, the only way that this demonic realm can control humans is if humans stay unconscious. When we expand our awareness, when we put aside all preconceived idea and preconceived belief in reality and everything, and say, I'm going to let my own experience and information be my guide and not preconceived idea, you start to realize what the game is. And the more people that awaken to that, the more that energy of awakening will dominate these village idiots. That's what they are. You know, in the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. It's very, very appropriate that one of their major symbols is a single eye, because they are the one-eyed man, and they have prevailed this far by keeping humans blind in both eyes. It's not that they are omnipotent and all-powerful. Bunch of prats. Anyone that wants to control everything like they do is obviously suffering from extreme levels of insecurity for a start. Secure people don't want to control others. They just want to get on with their lives and let others get on with their lives. So these are not all-powerful. They're not. The trick is to convince us that they are. It's like authority. Authority in the human world of the seen is simply the demonic made manifest in our reality. So people say, well, you can't go against authority, it's too powerful. Oh, really? What if millions or billions of people say to authority, a tiny number, we're not having it.
Well, let me raise an example of that. You know, you and I saw this over a decade ago, but the world sees it now, statistics show it, even the Hollywood stars come out and say, everyone hates us, there's nothing more uncool than being a Hollywood star. You see Prince Charles, King Charles, basically almost everybody laughing at them in their little ridiculous outfits, their regalia. But do you think the establishment who's retreated into their bubbles realizes that the world is turning against them very, very quickly?
Well, I think they do. And, you know, once they put themselves on public display, which is basically when the COVID card was played, and a lot, they knew that when they played that, great vast numbers of people would just go along, you're nodding dogs. But they would awaken significant numbers of people who wouldn't go that direction and would see it and would awaken to more as a result. So they have a goal of 2030, which they want to pull forward if as much as they can. For a simple reason, once you put yourself on public display, you have a certain period, as short as you can get away with, to so literally lock down digitally and technologically through AI the population before enough of them wake up to overthrow your nonsense. So they are really pushing this on. And the thing is, you know, it's what I was trying to get across in terms of the lack of omnipotent power that they really have. Their power is the power we give them. And that is that you can look at censorship and you can say, oh, that's they've got the power of censorship. Yeah, but what's censorship really? It's an expression of fear. Because if they weren't frightened of the truth coming out, they wouldn't be censoring. And all this imposition of the digital currency and the digital concentration camp is actually an expression of desperation and fear, because they know if they don't push this through fast over this period, then enough people are going to wake up to bring it down.
And David, I totally agree with you. And so you're talking 35,000 foot view here. But for the listeners who do want these questions drilled into, we know that the enemy is going to strike back. So what do you make of the Ukraine war, of Zelensky, of them saying the Russians are going to blow up the nuclear power plant in the next few days with no evidence? What do you make of Biden, who they obviously want to get rid of now? Who are they going to bring in? I mean, just as they know they're losing their power and they're desperately trying to bring in their world government, their world currency, everything we said openly happened, we're totally vindicated. But that's us saying, hey, we were right in the past. Listeners, again, want to know what's coming in the future and what we do to counter this. So, I mean, let's walk through a few scenarios here. Ukraine war.
Well, I've been saying for decades that the plan was to bring the West into conflict with an alliance of Russia and China with Iran thrown in and stuff like that. It doesn't necessarily have to be a military conflict, but it well could be. It could be an economic conflict. And you know, China is the key. I mean, we're talking about Russia and Ukraine, but in the background is the biggie. China is the blueprint for the world. And the Mao revolution, I suggest, was actually a cult revolution using a front man called Mao. And the idea was to create a closed society in which a system of mass control, not least through technology, could be incubated and perfected and then played out across the world. And so that's why we've had this, if you want to connect a few dots, not only has the Chinese system been played out more and more across the world since the, quote, COVID, which came out, where it's a set of China, you had for decades U.S. corporations that are not U.S. corporations, and they're not European corporations. They're cult corporations, the same cult that controls China, they've been outsourcing their production to China and the East, especially China. And so they've given China all the aces in terms of supply, of producing and supplying basic products, etc. This has all been orchestrated.
I totally agree. You know, stay right there. We got to break in a few minutes, but we got a few till break. But it's on record that China's been given control of 98% of rare earth minerals for all the electronics. It's on record that the CIA in 49 double-crossed Chiang Kai-shek and back Mao. It's on record that it wasn't Nixon that opened it up. He just made the alliance public. So quantify, when you say cult, people always say who runs it, what runs it. It's different bloodlines, different elites that resonate with this anti-human destructive force, and that they have built China up. I mean, 90% of it didn't have electricity 60 years ago, into this juggernaut. Who is the cult? And then continue, because it's not debated that the CIA put Mao Zedong into power. Who is the cult? What is their plan for China?
Okay, so if people just imagine a massive spider's web around the world, and there's a spider in the middle. Now, that spider, ultimately, are these astral demonic forces. The strands immediately around the spider are the most secretive secret societies that will know pretty much all that's happening. As you come out from the spider, still in the hidden, you're coming into the secret societies we know of, the Freemasons, the inner core of them, the Knights of Malta, the Knights Templar, the inner core of the Jesuit order, on and on. Skull and Bones is an expression of it in America, of course. And as you come out, you eventually reach what I call the cusp in the web. And this cusp is where the hidden meets the seen. And at that cusp are the Bilderberg Group, the World Economic Forum, the explosion of think tanks and Soros-funded, often non-governmental organizations, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the other expressions of that network as well. And their job at the cusp is to take the agenda coming through the hidden from the spider and play it out into the public arena, the world of the seen, through corporations and Silicon Valley and governments and banks and World Health Organization and so on. And so when you see that, and you then start to see that what appear to be random, unconnected corporations, World Health Organization, Silicon Valley, and so on, CDC, Big Pharma, if you go deep enough in these organizations and companies, you meet that level of them which connects to the West.
Oh, stay there, because with the hearings last few months and this judge's ruling, that just came out. Intelligence agencies, government, big tech, media, all working behind the scenes in secret to surveil and suppress the speech of Americans. We know it's the same thing overseas. So there is some good forces fighting back. Why is it coming to the surface? That tells me evil is not fully in power. Incredible first hour of the David Icke. Hour number two straight ahead. DavidIcke.com. Find his new book there. And that is The Dream. Find my book at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.